Thanks a lot, Dave. Thanks for ministering to us. Ron, where's Ron? Thanks for ministering the last 2 weeks before that. And well, the last few weeks for us has been bittersweet. We were in vacation in California, and I don't know the exact date, but it's been about 2 weeks now. My mom and dad were at a market in Orange County, and my dad went a little bit in front of my mom, and he's pretty fast-paced. I mean, he's 89 years old, but he's physically in pretty good shape. And some lady ran up to him and basically said, "If that's your wife, she's on the ground over there." And so he went back, and somebody called 911. The paramedics were there, and ever since then, she's been in the hospital. She's actually been in three hospitals, and now she's in a care facility. I appreciate your prayers. I know many of you have been praying, and I haven't said that much about her because the reality is the doctors really don't know exactly what's going on. She may or may not have brain damage. She seemed pretty cogent when we were there. She was able to articulate herself well, but she was in a lot of severe pain. She has vertigo pretty ongoing, and the pain is sometimes almost unbearable. While we were there, met with siblings. I have two brothers and a sister, and actually one of my brothers is here with us for a few days, and his wife, and we spent quite a bit of time deliberating what's going on, what the future holds, and all of that. And a verse that really, I don't know, God just brought it to my attention right away while I was there, the first time I talked to her on the phone, and spending time with them, from 1 Timothy 5, verse 8, the Apostle Paul says, "But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." And after a lot of prayer, a lot of seeking wisdom, wise counsel, praying together as a family, praying with my siblings, getting a better read on the condition of my parents, it's with regret I have to let you know that we're going to be leaving at the end of the month to go back to California. It's not the church. It's not, it's not anything to do with you, really. It's really just the difficulty of parents getting older and not being able to take care of themselves. My siblings are sort of at their wits' end. There's financial needs. There's physical needs. And so anyway, this is not an easy thing to do. We just, it's one of those things where I just look at it and go, this is going to be hard. This is not going to be an easy thing. It's not going to be easy for you. It's not going to be easy for us. But in seeking the Lord, I just know that the right thing that He wants me to do is to go back to California and take care of our folks. We don't know what all that entails. This last week, God provided work for us there. It's not particularly in ministry, but it will provide for us. And He's also provided a place to live. And so He's sort of working things out for us. And all I would ask for you in the meantime is just continued prayer for the church, for our family, for my folks. My dad has, his short-term memory has really deteriorated, and I'm as concerned for my dad as I am for my mom. You'll talk to him, and sometimes he doesn't even know exactly why he's there in the hospital and forgets the short-term a lot. He can recall you know, what he had for cereal when he was 4 years old, someplace in Ireland, you know, but he's just sort of lost, and many of you have taken care of your folks, and some of you are doing that now. I know it's just going to be a tough road ahead, but I'm grateful that God has provided the opportunity to be able to go back and take care of them. And I just really sense that that's the obligation and the responsibility and a privilege too, because they've been great parents to me over all these years. One thing I would just say is, I know Jim's going to come up in a second, but I just want you to know that you've got great elders here. The men who I've been privileged to serve with have been very supportive of me the whole time I've been here. They're godly men. They love this church. They love God. And I think you're left in good hands. I hope that everything I've tried to do in almost a year that I've been here has impacted you, hopefully to love Christ even more than before I came, and that you'll continue to pursue Him. I'm planning on preaching the next 2 weeks and planning on continuing my duties here. But come the first week of August, we'll be heading back to California. And so anyway, tough thing. I hate to put a damper, especially when I preach sermon, but I think it's very appropriate. We have a big God. We don't know why things happen, and we don't know the timing of things. But the reality is, I sense a great obligation and responsibility to take care of the needs of my folks. And hope you understand that. And if you don't understand that, I just hope that you're not too upset with me and my family. But we just all sense we're 100% agreement that this is what we need to do, and hope that you would support that. And we will be in continual prayer that God will provide for your needs, and that He will give you just a tremendous future, and a great shepherd to continue to lead you forward. So thanks for your prayers.
We're having an amazing service today. I want all everyone to know that Dave Heinen had no idea about this announcement. I think we have truly seen God work today. That was an amazing message, and appropriate, so appropriate. I don't usually do this, but I wrote out what I'm going to say, and I'm just going to read it. The board has met with Pastor Craig on Friday. With much sorrow and sympathy, we have accepted his letter of resignation, effective July 31st, 2011, for the reason he has just shared. Pastor Craig will continue his duties through the end of July, including speaking on the 24th and 31st. On July 31st, following the service, we will say our farewells with a coffee hour and refreshments. We, the board members, are committed to seek the Lord in prayer concerning our future pastoral leadership. We desire the congregation to do the same. Please especially pray for unity and wisdom in the days ahead. In the near future, we will announce a meeting date when we can come together as a church family and pray and share ideas and discuss how we might move forward. Today's congregational meeting is postponed. And I'd like to close with a verse, a very familiar verse, Romans 8:28. We know that God causes all things to work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Now I'd like to close this portion of the service in prayer as the worship team comes forward. Father, You are awesome. You are faithful, and we can count on You in all things. Thank You for that wonderful voice that You used Your servant Dave to deliver to us today, that wonderful message that You will never forsake us or leave us. We can trust in You. We can seek Your face. Thank You, Father. In Your Son's name we pray. Amen.